The brewing floor of Madison's House of Brews is often bustling with activity, but not like this.
No one else's marginalia inside.
A crowd squeezes in between the kettles, fermenters, and bags of grain. Ryan Brown is the organizer and homebrewer behind Poetry and Pints, poetry readings in unconventional spaces accompanied by beer.
It started a couple of years ago after moving to Madison and trying to figure out how else to get involved into the poetry world here in Madison. And I was already in the brewing world, and it kind of struck me, why not combine those two? Because I love both, and they seem like a really natural pairing and combination. We've done them in Neighborhood Park, Hillington Green Park here in Madison. Backyards, had one in St. Louis that was at a brewery, though not in the brew house. Again, just trying to find places that may not be the typical reading locations.
Four poets take turns sharing poems and stories. Brown is a poet himself, but he wasn't reading on this day. Among those who were was Eau Claire's Max Garland, Wisconsin's former poet laureate.
36 years in Kentucky, and now I've lived 22 or 3 or 4 in Wisconsin. So this is from the Kentucky side of my heart. My uncle was a Pentecostal minister. He also drove a Lincoln Continental, which was as long as this room. It's called Memories of Pentecost. I had an uncle who healed by faith and drove a Lincoln.
Poetry can seem intimidating, but poet Cynthia Marie Hoffman thinks that events like this can help break down barriers.
One of the best ways to get an introduction to poetry for anyone who might feel that way is to come out to a reading. You get to not only experience the poem, but get a little background story about the poem and get that in-between banter that can help really introduce and get a feel for the poet behind the poetry. We're not scary people, we're just like everyone else, and I think we have a lot of fun.
The beer doesn't hurt either.
And beer is the great social lubricant. You know, it's hard to take anything too seriously when you have a tasty beer in your hand. By the same token, people find beer intimidating and new and different. And so it's kind of, you know, my attempt to, get people over that hurdle, whether it's poetry or whether it's a good beer. And we have a good number of people that come out to the Poetry and Pints that aren't the typical poetry reading audiences as well. And it's so neat to walk by and hear a conversation between one of the poets and someone from the community talking about poetry. And then the next conversation, people are talking about beer. And it's just that is why I do it.
Brown hopes to find a way to bring his writing and brewing together.
I'm still kind of figuring out how to write about brewing. In a poetic way, but that's definitely on my mind all the time.
He's already got a title in mind for when he does.
I could be the Brewer Laureate. That would be awesome.